morning, saints. God bless you. How are you today? Just good? All right. I was just doing citizen's check. So I'm very, very happy to be here today. My wife and I, sister Henriette, I have to call her name because Brother George Martin was telling us there's this guy, he was about 90 years old in a restaurant, and he was calling his wife all the nice things, my honey, my sweetheart, and all that. And the wife, I think, might have gone through somewhere to get something. And the guy said, wow, you are calling your wife by all this nice thing. He said, no, I think they're like 90 years old. He said, I got a confession. I forgot her name. And I praise the Lord. So my wife and then Brother Tim, I think that's all that we were in Israel. We are back, and I think we are very, very happy. We were gone for like 2 weeks. We are very, very happy to be back, and I'm sure we will be sharing with you what we've learned, and it's always a great thing when you come in the house of the Lord. So let us have a little word of prayer. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house this morning again. Oh God, how grateful we are that you love us so much. Father, we are happy not because of anything good that we've done, not because, Father, we are able to get up this morning, but Father, we are happy to be here today because you love us. Amen. And Father, your love is what brought us here today. And Father, we are here to celebrate that love. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you're the master of the universe. You created us before the foundation of the world. You love us. We are attributing in your thought. And Father, that you express us. And Father, being here, and you send us a prophet to make us see who we are. That we are just not nobodies, but we are God's children. That you love, that you died for. What great love. So, Father, we can do nothing else but to say thank you. We love you. We appreciate you this morning. Bless us and help us, Lord. Help us to love you more. Help us realize that love that you have for us. Help us, Father, to get closer to you every day. Every moment of our life. Help us, Father, to dedicate ourselves more to you, to consecrate ourselves, to glorify your name, Father. We thank you. Bless the service. And, Father, thank you for bringing us back from Israel, Father. Oh, Lord, Brother My, Sister Winnette, Brother Tim, his wife, my wife, Sister Sarah, Sister Dorcas, Father, for bringing us all back safely. And there are different brethren who have gone to their churches, Father. Thank you. We appreciate it, and we commit all to your hands, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we are going to continue this morning by God's grace. We are going to continue on the Lord's Prayer. Okay, so today, my title is Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. All right, and the scripture reading, let's start from Matthew 6:11. So we'll be reading the Lord's Prayer. We've been reading from Matthew 6 for the Lord's Prayer. I think the Lord's Prayer itself starts from, verse 9. But now we are on verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And then let's quickly run to Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. Proverbs 38. Proverbs 38. Remove far from me. Are you there? Proverbs 30, verse 8. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. And then let's also read Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Verse 23. Start from verse 23 to 26. Psalm 27. Yeah, Psalm 37. I'm sorry. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 26. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the Lord here is the Yahweh, Jehovah. And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begged for bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. The last scripture I want to read for you is Deuteronomy 8. You see, I'm reading a lot of scriptures today because that verse that we are about to talk on very, very deep, Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3. And he humbled thee, Deuteronomy 8, 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone. Have you heard somebody quote this back? So you can see, Christ said, I am the fulfillment of the scriptures. Amen. If you can sit down and study everything I just have said, obviously sometime in the Greek or the English you may not see it, but if you can find the Hebrew words or Aramaic that Jesus said, you trace everything back. Everything is a scripture. That's why he said, read the scriptures. For in them you find eternal life. They are the one who testify of me. Amen. 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 That he might take thee, know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by what? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth men live. Jesus, that's what the quote that Jesus put right there. Amen? Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. So this is a very simple scripture. Give us this day our daily bread. Somebody will say, wait a minute, that's a very simple scripture. Give us this day our daily bread? It's a very, very, look like a very, very simple scripture, but with a very deep meaning. I could spend a whole month just on this, just sort of, I don't know how many services, you have four or five services in May, just on give us this day our daily bread. And I could spend more and more, many, many more services just talking about give us this day our daily bread. But obviously, I'll give you a simplified tip of the iceberg version because we can stay on that forever. Now, quick question for you. Which petition are we on? Wow. Brother Mave said, I'm prepared for you. Just mentioned, you just mentioned that my gun is thrown. You, I know you're going to say, you mentioned I'll shoot you. he didn't even let me finish. I like that. That's good. That's good. That's good. And how many petition total do we have?
Seven.
Wow. All right. Okay. Everybody's ready for me this time. All right. Now I'm in trouble. Okay, we have seven. And we saw that the first three petitions was about what? It's about God. It's his domain. Okay, and then the other four petitions, and we Brother told us that three is a number of God, right? That's his domain. And four is a number of deliverance. And God, you see, there's nothing around them in the Bible. Even Jesus just teaching us a prayer, there are seven petitions. Amen? He did everything in 7, 7, 7. But three are his, and that's the number of God. Amen? Yeah. And four is our number of deliverance. He gave us the four belong to us, to deliver us. So he first, our Father in heaven, you can't give another glory. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. And then right after thy kingdom come, okay, and we're going to elaborate on this. Look how the word is. People who don't know the Bible think that the Bible is just any random book or any book of fable or a book of stories. No. And there's no author that can be able to put together the way the Bible, the way the things are. Amen. It had to be a divine mind. That's why the Bible that we read is divine. It's the word of God, the inspired word of God. Amen. It's not any kind of book. Amen. So after the first three petitions, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? Amen. Then we go to, now we come to, when you have recognized all that, and we're going to see later, what did he say? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the rest will be added. When you have knowledge that, who he is, and give him all, the rest, yours, those are just simple that they'll be adding onto it. Amen?
Amen?
So, we saw that the three, we're addressing God. Amen? Knowing that he is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God, our Father who art in heaven. And if you remember, we spent quite a lot of services just on that phrase, our Father. Why? Because before you approach God, if you are a son of God, before you approach, you have to know who is your Father. If you don't know who your Father is, you are a bastard. But we are children of God. We should know who he is.
Amen.
He's not just any kind of God, but he is a master of the universe. He's a creator. Amen?
Amen.
So, he demonstrates his El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God, that demonstrates his characteristics through seven compound redemptive names. And what are they? We saw that he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our source of infinite provision. You can never exhaust God. Like Brother Branham was saying, could you imagine a little fish in the ocean trying to say, I bear drew scarcely because I bear empty the ocean? Amen? He will know. He demonstrates characteristics. As I said, God, as I show you the Hebrew, is an action. Amen. Demonstrated by characteristics. And Brother Bram showed God proved who he is by his characteristics. Just saying I'm God means nothing. That's why when Elijah on Mount Carmel, which we visit, he said, come here, put more water. Because Elijah knew that God demonstrated by characteristics. Put more water. Now the trenches were flowing water. Put more. Now he said, call now on your God. If he's God, let him come down and demonstrate by characteristics. Obviously, Elijah knew that there's only one God.
Amen.
That's Elohim.
Amen.
Amen? So we know that he's Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
Yes.
Amen? And he demonstrates character as Jehovah Nissi. I am your shield.
Amen?
Amen? I'm the one who fights your battles.
Amen.
I'm your vengeance.
Amen.
Leave vengeance for me. Amen?
Amen?
And he also said that, we saw that he demonstrated himself. Amen? Our Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Our peace.
Amen.
When you're in the valley and everything seems to be dark around you, amen? When everything around you is crumbling, when you don't know where to turn, amen? When you've lost all hope, when all hope around is lost, when everything is, remember, I'm your peace, amen. Jehovah Shalom. Amen. That's that Father, you see, I'm talking about. I love that, so I'm bringing that back, amen? Amen? Amen. And then, he's Jehovah Rohi. And we saw that Jehovah Rohi is shepherd. And we saw through the Hebrew, I demonstrated through the Hebrew word, I'm Sean and my wife and Brother Tim now they'll have a lot of appreciation for the Hebrew. Let's not put the Hebrew word. I'm sure that after coming from Israel, and this is the Dorcas also now. Well, I don't know if it's Sarah is here yet, but now when I see the Hebrew, I'm sure that you see when you go to the Hebrew, it's just a whole new Bible. And when you say I'm Jehovah is my shepherd. So we are seeing only shepherd as this person going out there with sheep. He said, no, the worship also means my friend, my companion, my peer. So what he's saying is that he also promised that I'll be with you. I won't leave you alone. I'm with you. So he demonstrated that characteristic. I am Jehovah, the shepherd. I'm your friend. I'm not just any kind of God out there trying to, you know, hit you when you did this wrong, beat you, you did this. I'm your friend. And friend don't let friend down. Friends are there for friends. That's what good friends are. Amen. And he said, I am your friend. I'm Jehovah, your shepherd. Amen? Amen. Amen. And then we many times the devil come to you and say, you did this because of this. You know, God's not going to bless you. You are sick because of that. You remember yesterday what you say? That's why it is happening to you. You did that. And he said, no, I am Jehovah Sikenu. I'm your righteousness. Amen. It's nothing that you did. Amen. There's nothing that you can even do. You know, that this song I learned because, like I said, Hebrew are very deep. The word God, ilufinu male shirakayam. Ilufinu male, it means if my mouth is filled with songs like the ocean. Could you see the ocean? Ushonenu rina kamon galav. If my tongue can rejoice to fill the whole expanse of the universe, come on, galav. Vesiftotenu shevach ke merkave rakia. And if I have enough tongue, amen? 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 To praise you, to sing you, to sing for you, amen? Amen. Like the sky, everything, I will never be enough to thank you. And if you give me millions and millions of years, you go, if you give me millions and millions to live, I'll be never enough to thank you. I'll be never enough to praise your name and to bless your name. What does that mean? It's not what you did. It's not your righteousness. But it's his righteousness. But the devil wants to pin you down because of this you did or this or that what you say. But he came and said, I'm Jehovah Sikeru. Amen. He demonstrated that, and he demonstrated that when Israel was at the lowest point, he came and said, I'm Jehovah, your righteousness. Amen. It's not you, it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. You just have to accept it. Amen? Amen? It's all his grace and mercy for sinners that we are. And then he came and said, wait a minute. I won't leave you alone. I'm Jehovah Shammah. The present I am. The present tense God. So he demonstrated this characteristics, all those seven compounds. So what he's telling us is that if you know I am all this to the Father, then all the rest, remember, you can do nothing without me. Amen? Then if you know all that, who that Father is, if you have hallowed be his name, thy kingdom come, when that is come, then you know that all those things you're about to ask. And then look what the next thing he said, give us this day our daily bread. And that's what I'm going to get to. Okay? And before I go there, I want to read for you Psalm 23 again, just to refresh your mind. Amen? We saw that all those seven compounds, God demonstrated through David in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. What is that? We just said Jehovah Rohi. I shall not want. I will provide for you. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What is that? Jehovah Shalom. My peace be with you. You are whole. Amen. Amen. He restoreth my soul. Amen. What is that? The healer, Jehovah Rapha. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for what? For his name's sake. What is that? Jehovah Siken is nothing that you've done. Amen. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. What is that? Jehovah Shammah. I'm with you. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. My cup, my enemies, what is that? Jehovah Nissi. I'm your banner. Yes. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall fall, and my cup runneth, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 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 So that is the God that we serve. Amen. So in the first three petitions, you should know that that's who he is. Amen? You cannot go to him asking something with doubt. You cannot go, and that's what Brother Brown clearly explained to us, that the reason why you do not get is a doubt. Doubting God is insulting him. When you doubt God, it's to tell him that, no, you are not Jehovah El Shaddai that you say. No, you are not. You are not Jehovah Jireh. You insult him. When you, that's the reason why we don't get it, when you doubt God. But when you go to him for the petitions, you got to know that he is who he said he is. Amen. Nothing less. Amen. Amen? Amen? So here, what is the real meaning of daily bread? All right? I'll bring you some Hebrew here. All right, so let's go to some Hebrew. Next slide, please. How come it's... No. What a second. Why is it too bigger? All right. It cannot fit anyway. So anyway, this quote, can you make it a little smaller to fit on the screen? Anyway, this quote here is a quote I'll be bringing over and over and over and over. But I'm sure those who went to Israel and come by now, it will make a lot of sense for you now. But Brown said Jesus taught this parable, and if you almost, you need to have an Oriental view, okay? Because the Bible is an Oriental view. We are Western people looking at the Bible from a Western point of view. But you have to go there. Next slide, please. Is it because this thing is turned? Is a projector? Okay. It's not a Western book. It's an Eastern book. And when you get the Western, Eastern view of it, you find a new book. All right, next slide, please. I hope it does. Okay, all right. Can you shrink it? Okay, all right, so let's do it this way. So Matthew, can you move back to the other side? I want to show something. So this is what Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Okay, so now, can you move it a little bit here? Move it so I can read the word daily so they can see what I'm trying to point to. No. Go to the other side. So I can see daily, they can see keep going. Okay, you see, just say here, give us this day our daily bread. Now, this word daily, I want to bring you to what it means in the Eastern mind, what it means. But for you here, when I say give us this day our daily bread, that when I get up, yes, it's about our physical needs. When I get up, I have my breakfast, I have my food, I can get my car, I got my job today. Many people stop right there, all right? But we're going to go You're going to see, I can say, like I told you, we can stay here almost for the whole year preaching just on that. All right, now slide it to the other side now. Okay, so daily bread in Hebrew is going to be here, lechem, like Bethlehem. That's where it came from. Beth mean house, and lechem mean bread. All right, but we say Bethlehem. So this word here, this one here, that's lechem, and this one here is called hukenu. Hukenu, and if you remember our initial Hebrew lesson, I told you when you put nu, does it mean our? If it's mine, it will be huki, okay? So if it's mine, like rohi, mine. Let's say if I want to see our shepherd, it will be ruhenu. All right? That's the way Hebrew. If I want to say the Lord is our shepherd, then I'll say Adonai ruhenu. But if it means rohi. So here, lechem hukenu. All right? Now let's go to the next. Let's go to the, now this is Proverb 38. You see, in our English word, it says, give me the food that is needful for me. All right? But if we read in the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh, let's go on the next. I'm sorry this is doing this. We got to fix this else. All right? So here, do you see again another word you see? Lechem, bread. But over there in our Bible, it's a food that is, all right, that is convenient for me. So somebody, when you read that, oh, food. When I get up this morning, I need my food, I need my breakfast, I need my lunch, and I will get my dinner, right? Okay. And then that's why many times people, we can be very simplistic minded and say that's all it's about. But you see here, that's why I want to bring the Hebrew. You see here, that's again that word lechem, that is what? Bread. Do you see here, I told you before, just focus on the first two letters. The ending is called construct, to say mine versus us. Now, let's go back, can slide it again a little bit. You see here, what does it say? You see here, what needful for what? Me. Now, let's go back this way. Okay, you see here, what is not new? E, the Y is huki, okay, for me. So this word here, notice, so this word that is used here in Proverbs is the same word that Jesus was using there. All right? But obviously when you read the English Bible, you don't see that. You give it this our daily bread. Here you say, give me food, you don't see it. But when you go to the Hebrew, it's the same thing. Jesus was just quoting that back. Amen. All right? But that's what translation did. So that's why I want to bring you here. I want you to focus on the character. You see the same character. The ending is just a construct to, is it me? Is it our? So focus on these two. All right? Now, let's see. That's it, right? I have only three. It's a good thing I didn't have a lot of slides today. All right. We fix it next time. Okay, that's it. That's it. We can take this away. All right. So now we are going to focus on that word hukenu, okay? But before I do that, I'm going to. So what was the meaning of that word daily? Because we all know that bread. Now the word daily, that hook. Right, okay, but that word they're using in the first and the second, all right, we're going to go deep into what that word means, all right? But before I do that, because see, when Jesus is speaking, and that's what Brother Bram said, remember, he's speaking in Eastern mind. And that's what I mean, Brother Bram, we say to you, you got to go there and understand. But we argue here in our Western mind and get everything all mixed up. Amen? And think that we know. So now let's go back to Matthew 6 after the prayer. Now, after that prayer, Jesus began to expand on that prayer. But you see, when we read the Lord's Prayer, when we come to the end of the prayer, we say, oh, that's the Lord's Prayer, we end it. Oh, another chapter is finished. But Jesus now went in and began to expand on the Lord's Prayer. All right? It begin, but we don't, you said, oh, the Lord's Prayer, and he said, amen, to, and then that's it. And then the first thing he said, right after the Lord's Prayer, he said, if you not forgive your brother, you cannot. God cannot forgive what? He was trying to tell you that, listen, the character of God is forgiveness. Because he said a prayer about our Father what in heaven? That Father is forgiven. If you cannot forgive, he cannot forgive you. If you cannot, for you to be his child, for you to be God's son, you must forgive. If he cannot forgive, you are not his son. Let's start from there. So, you see, right after the prayer, Jesus now begins to expound. It's like when you go to take a class, you give your thing, and now you begin to go into it, right? That's what Jesus did. All right? So then let's read the Matthew. I get very excited when I get on this verse here. So let's see Matthew 6. Okay, I won't read the whole because for time's sake, I'll start from verse 25. Okay? Now, there are many, many things we are about. I will skip here. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is it not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold, so you see, all those that he told you, I'm your provider, I'm your this, I'm your that, I'm your that, I'm the Father. He began to explain it to you. If I'm your Father, if I'm your provider, worry not for those things. I'm Jehovah and I'm watching out for you. I'm Shalom. I'm your peace. Take no thought for those things. He began to comfort you. But you see, many times we separate the Lord's Prayer from this. But it's just that God was there going to explaining what the Lord's Prayer is all about. Amen?
Amen.
Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father, you see, because you only call him by saying, our Father who art in heaven. Now he comes down here and tell you, when you tell me, our Father who art in heaven, look what he says here. Your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them? Amen? So next time when you read the Lord's Prayer, read differently. This here is the part of the Lord's Prayer is Jesus himself giving the commentary of his own prayer.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider lilies of the valley, of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So he's telling you. So I was telling you, and you remember what I told you from the beginning? The Lord's Prayer is a prayer for everything that you need from cradle to grave, if I call it that way. Everything that you need as a human being from the beginning to the end is in the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
Now, you take that and go back now and read the Lord's Prayer. Read that, you see how it matters.
Yeah.
Amen? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, you see again, because you started a prayer by saying, Heavenly Father. And that Father that you call upon when you start your prayer, amen? For your heavenly Father, know that ye have need of these things. But now look what he says. Now let's go back again to the first three. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does it say? Thy kingdom come. After that, now you begin to say, oh, give me my daily bread. Give me this, that. But look what it says here. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Amen. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Are you enjoying it? All right. So you see, I told you we can spend a lot of time here. All right? Now, let me read now, before I go, let me read again John 6, 31 to 51. John 6, 31 to 51. All right, so they're telling Jesus, or from 30, he said, therefore they said unto him, and so forth, and they said, our Father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Now we're going back to the lechem and the bread. Okay? For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Amen.
So that happens to you your breakfast. As you give the guy a nice omelette or fruit or all that you do. Amen?
Amen.
But like I said, the way you really give it is our daily bread. I know many people, you know, yeah, it's, of course, that's part of it, okay? That's part of it. Your food and all that is part of it. But that's just nothing to God. What did God say? What do you gonna eat? Come on. Those things, they're just like, you know, Adam, seek ye for the kingdom of God. But what is that bread? And that's what begins to explain it to you here. That bread is he who comes from heaven.
Amen.
So when you read, the Lord's Prayer, amen, you can put a give me Jesus today.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, give me, you know. And you're going to say, oh, God, I don't have a job. It's a sick kind of God. What do you take thought for? Oh, God, I don't have food. Yes, he knows that. He said, when you say, our Father what in heaven, he said, that Father in heaven, he knows, you know you need that. I say, God, this morning give me Jesus.
Amen.
When I walk in the street, let me be more like you.
Amen.
Let me reflect your glory.
Amen.
Let me be the light shining darkness.
Amen.
Let me be that light of Christ shining in darkness.
Amen.
So when you read the Lord's Prayer, I say, God, give me Jesus. I'm not saying to change the Bible now, okay? All right? But what I'm saying, when you see God, Give me today, Jesus.
Amen.
Let me be more like you.
Amen.
Let me walk closer to you.
Amen.
Let me be a shining light in this world of darkness.
Amen.
Where everything is dark, let me be that shining light.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So John 6:31, quickly. John 6:31. All right. Yeah, we will say, okay, for the bread is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then saith there unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. You see? Because like I said, men, they want to say physical food, my stomach, give me this bread. So that what Jesus said, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And there's a quote here I'm going to read, but I won't have time to read it. I'm going to read it next time. But let me tell you, I'm going to read that quote from Brother Branham. So hukenu, hook in Hebrew, if you go to Israel today, hook means the law, the statute. All All right? The statute. And I'm going to read from adoption, but I won't have time. So hook is a law. So if we have to read it word for word, give us our bread according to the statute. But what's your statute? Before the foundation of the world, Abraham told us, you see, thank God for a prophet. I don't know why people will criticize Brother Branham. But you don't understand. Brother Branham took us back before. Look, the Bible, Genesis 1 says, in the beginning. But God sent us a prophet who took us before the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In the beginning, the Bible says, Bereshit bara. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's where you start from. Amen. But it took God. Look, when God came down, he was talking to Job. What did he say? Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the world? He took Job, because Job began to lament, to see, oh, what's happened to me? And then he said, okay, Job, you know, let me take you back to before the fall. Where was thou? And that's why he said he rejoiced. He said, though the worm destroyed his flesh, yet I shall see him. In my flesh, I will see him. So God sent the prophet who took us back to the beginning, before the beginning. And he said, before the beginning, you and I, we were attributes expressed. And then he said that God looked through the time and he saw every little thing that the devil would do. And he slew the lamb. And he puts your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That's your law. Amen. And Abraham even went to say, so and so, you do this, you go down. That law, your life, is in a book, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. So when you pray, all what you're asking God, when I was in your thoughts, you have a book for me. You remember Psalm 37 we read? God ordered the footsteps. So in that plane, when God looked over time, you're in his thought. I'm going to express those thoughts. When he became Jehovah in the family, I expressed those thoughts. But every child have the path. This will happen, you go there, you get a devil, will trap him. But you know what? The blood covers that. The devil covers the room. Amen? And he sent you. We bypass the way God wanted, and we came through the way of sin. Amen? And the devil think that because you and I, we came through the way of sin, he have a grip on us. But what he didn't know is that before himself, he was created, God saw you and put the name on the Lamb's Book. Amen? And that's why I say, I'm your righteousness. Amen. Amen? So when you begin to pray that prayer, that bread, that daily bread, that bread according to the law, yes, that Christ, God, the Lamb, dying for, that's why I say, I am that bread of life.
Yes.
That bread according to the law of God, I am that bread.
Amen.
So when you begin to pray, asking for that bread, God, I know that you died before the foundation of the world and you have a law for my life. I got it? All what I want, God, today. And what did he say? Thy will be done. This day, may that law you have, that's what I want. I don't want your permissive will. Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I want your divine will that you have for me in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let us pray. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for helping me, Father, to bring this thought, Lord. Thank you for your children here. Thank you for all of us. Father, I pray that those few things that I said can resonate with them to know that you are Jehovah, Jireh, the God Almighty. You are a Father in heaven that you see everything, that we should not worry but trust you. And may our daily prayer be to be more like you, to walk closer to you, to reflect you in the dying world, to be the shining world To be the shining light into a dying world. To be the shining light of Jesus Christ to a world of darkness. Help us, Lord and Father. May you bless the oncoming service. Bless the minister. Bless us all. May we rejoice and thank you for what you've done for us, knowing that our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Give us faith to know who we are. That we may thank you and worship you all the days of our life. Amen. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.